Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity, going to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway. We believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. You want to learn how to tell and sell your story? Go to tawatson.com under the programs and products page and click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. Are you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me, the one and only Lois Hollis. How you doing today, Lois?
Yep, God made us. Individual.
Hey, glad to have you on this, the podcast, Lois. For the listening audience who may not necessarily know who you are, can you give us a brief overview of who you are and where people can contact you?
Okay, I'm a normal average day person with an extraordinary information that God gave me.
Yes.
So that's how I describe myself.
Yes.
I'm on loishollis.com, L-O-I-S-H-O-L-L-I-S. And through many years of trying to get well from an abusive childhood, you know, broken bones and cracked heads and throwing down stairs and cement walls and I was told that I wouldn't live long, and I'm a nurse, so I said, yeah, you're right, because I have a defect in the mitral valve, you know, the leaky valve syndrome. I have brain traumas. There was a time, Tommy, that I couldn't go outside in the daytime.
Wow.
Because of the brain trauma. But I didn't know that. I just eventually found out, but people that have brain traumas, they can't do the sun.
Right.
You know, through my whole childhood, I couldn't do sun, but eventually my adulthood, I could only go shopping at night. So the stores that were open at night, I had to look very hard for them.
Wow.
And so the doctors that said I'm not going to make it were correct. And also I had 30 years of migraines because of the traumas. And you take medicine for that, because people that have a migraine, you know what that is. That's do pretty well debilitating. So with, and then the scoliosis was so bad, I was hunched over that I couldn't breathe properly.
Wow.
So putting it all together, you ain't going to make it.
You know, Lois, that is powerful. You know, I appreciate you having the courage to tell your story as well. So, you know, you were told by doctors that you would not live past age 50. When you heard the doctors tell you that, you know, because oftentimes, you know, from a distance, we may have heard people who have been given this diagnosis or told that by doctors. What are the feelings and emotions that run through your body when you hear those words, that you may not necessarily live past 50 years old?
I kind of understand that. I'm a nurse. I've been I got like three or four doctors in the family. So it's like, you know, they weren't coming from nonsense. They were coming from scientific evidence.
Sure.
Oh, and my kidneys were not functioning properly either because of all the drugs and stuff.
Wow.
Hmm. Wow. Well, what can I do about that? Right. It was very interesting, Tommy, because I knew I was sick, but I also knew I wasn't sick.
Mm.
It's wow. Very, I don't know how to explain that,
uh-huh.
But I didn't think I was sick.
Yeah.
It's I don't know how to explain that, but my logical mind said that's really interesting, but I'm not sick.
Right.
I don't know how to explain that.
Almost like a spiritual, your spiritual being was saying something different than what your
physical. Yeah, I thank you for telling me that, because that's I just wasn't. I had a near death experience in childhood, so which I did not remember until my 50s.
Wow.
So I think I was coming from a spiritual plane. And I wasn't sick.
Sure.
Sure. I know that sounds kind of illogical, but that's the state I was in. So since I wasn't sick, I was always one, okay, who can help me? Who can help me? I wasn't like, okay, boing, they don't work.
Right.
Who else is going to work?
Right.
So that was where I was. And I was led to a doctor in Arizona. Remember, I'm living on the East Coast. This is West Coast. And one of my friends said, Lois, why don't you come visit me? And I went, okay. So I did. And then I saw this one doctor. He's a chiropractor healer. And he said, I can help you. And I went, yeah, right. Sure. But, you know, I'll give you a try. Because nobody has told me that before. So he adjusted my chest and all. And I went, oh, I can breathe. Oh, I never knew I could breathe like wow. that. And I walked straight up a mountain in Sedona.
Wow.
I know. I went, well, that's exactly what I said. Well, what else can you do?
Right.
Hello. Uh-huh. So he said, you're very sick and you'd have to live close to me because, you know, you have many problems. I'm going, duh, you think mm-hmm. so? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went back home to the East Coast because I had three kids in college.
Sure.
And, you know, my heart's just start working and I'm like, you know, I got to do something or God showed me a way or, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm like, I'm sitting in the kitchen, Tommy, in a rocking chair. Okay. Like rocking with the cats. Right.
Right.
I mean, typical. Here's somebody that he at least said he could help me.
Sure.
And here I am. Well, you know, you're dying, but you don't believe you're dying. What should I do?
Right.
So I have one kid that graduated from college and two kids in college. One's a junior, one's a sophomore. They don't come home once right. they're in college.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
They come for Christmas to wash your clothes, but, you know, they ain't coming home. I mean, we talk, but, you know, stay home, mom, and take care of the cats. I'm going, I decided to move.
Mm.
Took me 3 months to pack up all their favorite medals and their dolls and their clothes and their 2-year-old pendant. And I mean, you know how girls are. Okay. Absolutely. I don't need to tell you. So I had 6 trunks and I put everything in there. I sold the house. Took a year, but I worked really hard and I moved.
Wow.
And that saved my life.
To Arizona. Wow.
To wow. This physician who I eventually married.
Really?
Good well, for me.
Awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, long story. However, I had to do the emotional work. Mm-hmm. You know that. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very sensitive person. Mm-hmm. Very sensitive. So somebody says, you know, you're too sensitive. I just stand there and cry.
Sure.
Like I don't have a response.
Sure.
And through the grace of God, I was learning and I became aware of, I'm a trailblazer. Like sure. I started the first kidney hemodialysis in the country.
That's awesome.
With the migraines and everything. Do you believe that? I still don't believe it, but I did. And so I'm always starting new things. It's just in my nature. You know yeah. how some of us are starters? Well, yeah. I'm just a starter.
You know, so, kudos to you for doing that. That's awesome. I'm sure it's helping a lot.
Yeah.
Kudos to you for doing that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I don't know. I just start new things and I'm going, they go, why did you do that? I said, well, I don't know because I had to do it. So nobody's doing it. So somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely.
So I went, I do it.
Okay. I have a question for you. Some other question is on this journey, and I know you met the doctor. I know he told you that he could heal you, but what was there something else that he said that made you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to trust and believe in this guy to the point where I'm going to sell my home and move everything that I have from the East Coast to Arizona. Was there anything else he said other than I can help you?
Well, there's one other thing. About a month after he adjusted my, you know, shoulders and lungs and heart and all that stuff, I had the horrible pain in my chest and I'm going, And then, you know, the local chiropractor couldn't do what he did. I mean, you know, he's just, you know, he's a healer.
Sure.
It's a long story. I'm going, oh, I wish that I was there with him because the pain is so bad. But, you know, the pain's always been bad. You know, sure. I mean, I've done pain all my life. That night, he came into my dream and fixed my shoulder.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. Wow. Wow. That is powerful.
And it happened more than once.
Hmm. Yeah. So it was definitely a spiritual journey that led you to Arizona.
Then I went, okay, God.
Yeah.
I got it. Again,
right? Yeah.
I got it. You don't have to do this more than twice.
That's right. You have to tell me again.
I got tears because.
I appreciate the tears. I mean, I appreciate your honesty and transparency in this whole ordeal as well. It's going to be a blessing to a lot of folks out there. You know, so on you, you know, Lois.
Let me tell you something. When I went back to Arizona to live there, I asked, do you charge for dream visits? And he said, if you have the ability to bring that energy in, kudos to God.
Absolutely. You're giving tips for that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but No,
that's okay. Now, I was saying, you know, in some cases, you know, a person may receive a diagnosis from a doctor saying, hey, you know, you're not going to live past 50, but there was something in you. I know we talked about that spiritual piece saying, no, that's not the case. But was there anything else that kept you motivated to keep fighting and say, you know what, I gotta go beyond 50? Was there anything else that kept you fighting, kept you going?
I'm often called a bulldog in a good way.
Yes.
Because there's always a solution, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
It's just that you didn't see it yet.
Yes.
Okay, there's a rule, a cosmic law. There's, you know, the cosmic laws. Solutions become before a problem.
Sure.
You're always given the solution before you get the problem. Because a lot of times people say, oh, should I do this? I can't afford it, but maybe I should put it on credit. I said that the story is you receive the money first and then God gives you the reason to spend it.
Yes.
And that has always been in my life. I decided to go to film school because I have vision.
Uh-huh.
I can see things. So I was talking about the shame, guilt, energy and things of that sort. And people didn't understand what I was talking about in the inner personality parts of ourselves, how we talk within ourselves. And I was given lectures on this and people say, Lois, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, can't you see this? And that's when I realized that I see stuff that other people can. Sure. So I said, oh, I have to go to film school to make a film to show people what I see. And that's how I started filming. Wow. And I have a DVD on YouTube and also my website, Out of Discord into Harmony. It's almost like inside outside.
Sure.
I talk to my emotions and the emotions talk back to me.
Wow. Wow.
So that's how I teach people to get rid of the shame guilt by talking with their emotions, not the mind. Our heart and soul. And that's how I help people along. So that's how I started filming because I realized that, and that's how I realized the near-death experience because I was always talking to God, but I did not know that because like it was normal, like I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that people didn't do that.
Sure. Yeah. That is pretty profound. You know, Lois, as you look back on your journey from going from a place where you were sick to being healed, would you do anything differently?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, when I received your questions, one with the question, what was the most important thing that happened to your life or what was the biggest problem I had in my life was pain.
Mm.
obviously, if you got, you know, a couple traumas in your head and you can't breathe and you're walking crooked, you got a lot of pain. And I cannot take medicines.
Okay.
I can't take any medicines. My body, if I can't do it holistically with an herb or chiropractic, that's it. God's got to help me heal.
Sure.
So my body is dismayed that way. I said, you know, some people are alcoholics. And I said, you know, you're lucky you can drink your pain away. I can't. I get too sick. God made me so that I got to do the work.
Sure.
So the most important thing I did in my life is when the doctor gave me more pills to take for my headache. And I knew that was wrong.
Mm.
I fell down on the floor.
Wow.
And I cried to God.
Yeah.
Because my profession betrayed me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the medical field for 12, since I was age 12. Wow. You know, I was a nurse's aide, you know, in open heart surgery in the beginning, neurosurgery. I created the first kidney hemodialysis unit. You know, I was like, I work 24/7 in the medical field, and they were my mentors. I married a doctor, you know, my kids became doctor, you know, and I just crushed down because I knew that was the end. And I had to look for something for God to show me to do. And that's when I went over to holistic medicine.
Wow.
And that was the most important thing I did in my life.
That is awesome.
It saved my life and my other daughter who had some bleeding problems, and we healed her holistically.
Wow. My wife is a big fan of the holistic medicine piece as well. So kudos to you for doing that as well. So how would you say this whole ordeal kind of shaped you as a person? You're 77 years old, vibrant, energized.
Skiing, ice skiing and a rollerblade.
Yes. How is all this? I mean, you were told at the age of 50 that you weren't going to make it past 50. And now you're 77 at the height of everything and there's no stopping. How did it
you're right. I got to live a long life because my new film's coming out. I'm good next month.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you know, why not, right? What is the meaning of life? I was asked that in another podcast, and it's on my podcast page. I serve God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you serve God, you're on a treadmill without an off button. Like, you know what I'm trying to say. It has nothing to do with money, has nothing to do with popularity. It's doing your job for God.
That's right.
And the shame guilt work that I do helps people release that negativity so they can find God.
Yes.
And listen to his voice. Because, you know, like God has a walkie talkie. Mm-hmm. And you have a walkie-talkie. But if you have the shame, guilt, energy in it, you can't hear God right.
Sure.
And shame, guilt is not an emotion. It's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get rid of it because it's not part of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're an example of a person who's definitely gotten rid of it as well. You know.
And look how it changed my life.
Absolutely.
And everybody that I work with, it changes their life. Because you get rid of the... what they call it, the drag on your life. You keep fighting. Okay, always be positive. That, but you know what? That takes energy and it keeps dragging you down.
Sure.
We have the love energy that comes in that gives us joy and peace and happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have shame, guilt energy that comes into us. And it's a disrupt. You know how energy goes into your computer and you get a virus, what happens to it?
It's not functional anymore. Yeah.
Okay. That's what shame, guilt, energy does to our body. Because
mm-hmm.
we are a crystalline computer.
Mm-hmm.
And when that shame, guilt, energy comes into us, it turns our positive emotions to negative. Like compassion turns to depression.
Sure.
Passion turns to anger. So instead of taking all these negative emotions and trying to work on them, can we just get rid of the shame guilt energy?
Absolutely.
Hello, it's a lot smarter and easier and a lot cheaper.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said before, you're a living example that it can be done. You know, Lois, we're coming off a year 2020, man, where people have gone through a lot of stuff. You know, people have lost loved ones, lost jobs, lost finances, and in some cases, even lost hope. What would you share with those folks out there to let them know that a brighter day is going to come?
First of all, the darkest is before the light.
Yes. Yes.
I lost my daughter 6 months ago.
Wow. Condolences.
So, it made my heart more susceptible to love.
Yes.
I know why, but you know, that we don't need to get into that. So, God always has a plan.
Yes.
And the shame, guilt, energy tells us that's not true.
Sure.
So we have to tell shame, guilt, shut up, go away. Mm-hmm. Now, the shame, guilt, energy is from the inner critic of us. And we have to make friends with the inner critic. We can say shut up to shame, guilt, energy, but we cannot say shut up to the inner critic. My film has, in the DVD I'm talking about, Out of Discord into Harmony, I show you how to talk to your inner critic to make friends.
Yes.
So that's what I would suggest to people. God has given us the answer before the problem.
Yes.
That's a universal law. Yes. It's hard to believe sometimes. But I received a check in the mail the day I applied to film school.
Wow.
From a stock that sold when I was married 5 years ago, who went out of business. Do you believe that?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
So, God.
Serious way.
Yeah. I'm not rich. And I said, how can I afford film school? And on my way home, I stopped at the mailbox. And there was a check for almost the same amount of the film school tuition. Yes. From a corporation that my husband and I, former husband, invested in years ago, who were going out of business and had to give the money back to the shareholders.
Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't make that one up.
Yeah.
I went, okay, God, I'll go to film school.
I'm in that direction. You know, so Lois, thank you for really being transparent and honest with the audience about that. And folks out there, you got to definitely support Lois. Go check out her film, check out her books as well. Go to her website there. Again, Lois, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Go to my website, loishollis.com. And I have 2 free ebooks.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. One of them is Now Is the Time, and that's 35 pages of spirit writings. God gave me the gift. I'm God's secretary. He tells me and I write.
Yes.
And these words are precious. They stop shame, guilt. They put you in a different frequency so that you can find the hope. These are hope words. They don't say, oh, be hopeful and be happy. No, ain't going to work. These words have a frequency, word for word, that God gave me, and it makes you feel hope. So I would suggest, if you get hopeless with reason, because we have reasons,
yes,
read this pamphlet. I give it free.
Yes.
And it's just download button, and read it every night before you go to bed. There have been healings. People called me. I'm going, well, that's very nice. I just want people to heal. God said, give it out. And then the second book is 500 Questions, One Answer.
Yeah.
I give you 500 ways shame, guilt, energy can affect you. Hmm. So it's learning not to use shame, guilt behaviors or to give it to other people. But we don't know. Our whole world is on shame and guilt.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good insight. I think those are going to be a blessing to a lot of folks out there. Folks, feel free to go to her website, reach out to her for that. Hey, Lois, we talked about some tough stuff. Are you ready to have a little fun now?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This portion of our show is called Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. I'm going to ask you a number of questions around purpose. I'm not going to elaborate on the questions. I want you to give me and the audience your best concise answer. You ready?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Here we go. What gives your life meaning?
God.
Yes. What one word best describes you?
Trailblazer.
I love it. What problem do you want to solve in our world?
The use of shame, guilt behaviors.
Love it. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Tap dance.
Okay, great.
And awesome. I still tap dance.
Really? That's awesome. I love it. I love it. What do you wish you had more time to do?
Rollerblade.
I love it. I love it. I love it. What does your 15-year-old self imagine you would be doing right now?
I tell you, I don't remember my 15-year-old self, but I think looking back on my life, I always wanted to help.
Yes.
I just wanted to help.
I love it. Who inspires you the most?
God.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a mentor.
Yeah. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
To talk to millions of people the way I'm talking to you.
I love it. I see it happening. It's happening. What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
What, I mean, like a hobby or something?
Anything.
I love to sew and make clothes and look pretty.
Good. I love it. I love it. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Good words, profound words. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
To have a magic wand of energy, and that would decimate shame, guilt, energy.
I love it. A lot of folks out there would love to give you that wand.
Remember, it's an energy. Parasitic energy. It doesn't belong to us.
That's right. What sparks your creativity?
God.
Yes. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Oh, that's a political question.
What law would you pass first? Doesn't have anything to do with any party, just what would you pass from your heart? What would you do?
It'd have to do with the COVID stuff happening. You know, I'd have to say some things.
That's awesome. Yeah, my assistant and her family are battling with that right now as well. So I'm sure.
You know, use the homeopathy things because they do heal. They heal. You don't need vaccines. You don't need stuff like that. You just need God and your immune system and natural remedies and vitamin D and zinc. Load up, babe.
Awesome. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you love?
Maybe a movie producer.
Movie producer. There you go. What do you love to do for others?
Teach.
Okay. What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
The gift of automatic writing from God.
I love it. What's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Speak my truth.
What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
I don't remember much of my childhood. To give you a moment.
Awesome. Go ahead.
When I was in the first grade, I remember this. The nuns, I was in the Catholic school system, and this was 60 years ago, okay? We have to read in front of the class. So you get your book and you read it. And then I say to the sister, I said, how do you stop the words from moving? They slap me in the face. Because they think I'm making fun, but I had Erin syndrome. When you have brain traumas, the words keep moving.
Yeah.
It's a brain trauma. But 60 years ago, they didn't know that. Wow. So the next day, I'm proud of myself because I got up in front of the class again.
Yes.
And I turned the book upside down.
Wow.
Because I thought, if I can't read it this way, I guess I can read it this way, right? I mean, that makes logical sense to a five-year-old.
Absolutely.
So I turned it upside down, and the class lasts, and I get slapped again. Wow. And I'm labeled a stupid child, ignorant, wow, and able to be taught.
Wow.
But I was proud of myself because I went back.
That was creative, and you stood up for yourself. Absolutely. So I love it. What does success look like for you?
Having many people understand what I'm teaching and living their life more in freedom.
Yes, I love it. What are you most grateful for?
God.
What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
Keep moving.
Yes. And last but not least, Lois, how do you want to be remembered in history?
The one that got rid of shame, guilt, behaviors.
I love it. Lois, you survived. Give yourself a round of applause. Awesome job. Awesome job there. Thank you very much, Lois, for sharing. Folks out there, hopefully you guys are inspired by Lois' story and her expertise. Be sure to follow her, get her book, check out her movies. Again, Lois, if people want to get a hold of you one more time, what's the best way to do that?
Go to my website, loishollis.com, and I give free 15-minute talk to you if you give me a call.
Oh, I love it. Freebies are good for everyone out there, so make sure you take advantage of those freebies. So
give me a call, 15 minutes.
Absolutely. As we get to wrap things up here, you know, our show focuses on two things. Focuses on purpose and resiliency. What last words can you leave our audience with around purpose and resiliency?
The human condition, humanity, the human, is the most precious species in the universe. We are adaptable.
Yes.
Okay, we got the virus, we got this and all that, but we had AIDS and we had cholera and we had everything. We adapt. Okay, we don't adapt in 20 minutes.
Right.
But eventually our bodies are going to adapt because God designed us and the earth,
yes,
to self-heal.
Yes.
We are designed to heal ourselves. You know, okay, you may need vitamin D and zinc and other herbal remedies that are out there. We need help because our soil and everything is not any good. We need these vitamins, but we are made from God to self-heal, to adapt. Do you know in some places in the world that receive radiation from nuclear bombs have become more psychic?
Wow.
Because the human body responded when you don't go into fear positively, it affected and raises your abilities. Our human, we only use probably, we used to have like 48 DNA strands. We only have 12 now.
Wow.
So look how capable we are. We are the prize of the universe.
Yes, absolutely.
We are incredible. They haven't been able to take us down with right, all the diseases and all the wars, and we're still functioning.
Absolutely.
We are a masterpiece.
Yes, yes.
Duh.
So folks out there, I love it. You are a masterpiece. Do not forget that. Lois, from words from Lois Hollis here. So again, Lois, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Hey, folks out there, thank you guys for listening. If you're someone out there who has an amazing story of overcoming, I want you to go to tawatson.com, share your story with us. Subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, rate it, share it with your folks on social media. Everyone out there, thank you guys for joining in today, tuning in. God bless, peace, and deuces, everyone. Take care.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.